Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 4th of July. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, we examine the freedom Jesus brings from the power of sin. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Turn with me to Romans chapter 6 and verses 12 to 23. Today, we're reading from the New International Version. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to become someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that, though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I am using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness, leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Many people are takers. They seem to live simply to consume. They're all about what's in it for them. Giving yourself to God means learning to be a giver, not a taker. And the best thing we can give God is ourselves. If we give ourselves completely to God, then He will use us for His glory. Our lives are then controlled by His purposes, not by our temptations and sins. And it's a real adventure. Our bodies, our gifts, our talents and abilities and our skills can all be used for all sorts of things. In giving yourself to God, God controls you, and everything can be an instrument for His service. How can we live this way? We can begin by caring about the things God cares about. He cares more about people than He does about money or success or other people's approval. We can build our lives around the people and the values He cares about. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And when we do, we discover God gives us everything we need and that we have found true freedom and purpose in our lives. As you think through these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you delve deeper. Why does giving ourselves completely to God lead to freedom? I'll hope you join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we examine the power to change.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.